Welcome to Dear Runner Bod, the pod dedicated to helping you embrace your runner's body. I'm Serena Marie RD, a registered dietitian and body image coach who wants you to stop dieting and start fueling the athlete within. While I am a medical professional, the information on this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, treat, or cure. Now, let's start rewriting your body's story.
I feel like I'm ready to like go nuts today on this episode. It's just me today. You're hanging out with me. I'm a little riled up because I keep hearing this recurring theme this week. I'm talking to my clients. I'm hanging with my people. We're trying to run fast races. We're trying to look in the mirror and love ourselves. And guess what keeps coming up? Empty calories. Everyone is so scared of empty calories, and today we're going to talk about empty calories. We're going to talk about what that means. We're going to talk about how it is helping or not helping you. We're going to talk about empty calories and all the things you need to know, how a dietitian, a running dietitian, feels about empty calories. But before we do that, we need to dive into this week's review of the week. This review is one of my favorites. It was just really well thought out, and I can feel the support from this person. And so I just want to say thank you so much, Ian Jewell, for taking the time to leave this podcast review. You are this week's winner. Make sure you send me a DM on Instagram to claim your free masterclass. You have so many to pick from. We have a meal planning one. We have a running body image related one. We have one related to sugar cravings. I mean, there's so many options for you to pick from. And you get it for free because you took 5 seconds to leave this really nice review. So anyone who hasn't left a review yet, get your tookus over to Apple Podcasts, scroll down till you see the stars, hit 5 stars, write a few sentences, make my day, and also help the podcast spread through the algorithm, and you can win a masterclass. Okay, so here's what Angel had to say. My favorite running podcast. Oh my God, that's the nicest title I've ever seen. I listen to several running-themed podcasts, and Dear Runner Bod is by far my favorite. This may be a niche podcast, but Serena's personal anecdotes and emotional support combined with the evidence-based education on all things running / runner's nutrition really work together to elevate this podcast above others in the genre. I can relate so much to Serena's journey and her healing her relationship with food and exercise, and each episode feels like hanging out with a close friend. I look forward to hearing her authenticity and never-ending encouragement each week, which helped me to empower me to embrace my runner body. Thank you so much. I love this podcast review. I feel the same way about you. I don't even know you, but send me a DM because not only did you win a masterclass, but I have a feeling we would have a lot to chat about. Thank you so much. I seriously appreciate you. Okay, Angel, so let's talk about empty calories. We're all talking about empty calories today. This has been just coming up in general. I think with all of the hype around weight loss injectables like Ozempic and Wegovy, I feel like there's a lot of like really diet culture-y talk happening and being embraced right now. And empty calories is one of those topics. So essentially, I think the thought around empty calories are these are calories in food that are not going to fill you up, that are going to get digested rapidly, that are going to leave you feeling hungry again soon, and are just quote unquote not worth it. So oftentimes I hear things referred to as empty calories like lemonade or soda juice, gummy candy like Starburst or Swedish Fish or gummy bears. I think things like putting sugar or honey in your coffee, adding syrup to your pancakes. These are all thought to be empty calories. And I get why this is being discussed. Like I, first of all, used to be terrified of empty calories. I understand why there's all this concern around choosing these calories that are not going to keep you full very long. They're not filled with nutrients and nutritional value. I understand the perspective, okay? And I see some of the validity behind it. As a dietitian who's really big on teaching food freedom and really big on my clients kind of graduating from working with me, feeling like they can make informed decisions, thinking about food like a dietitian, one of the questions I do ask my clients is, how full do we want to feel? Like thinking about how that food makes us feel when we're done eating it. And I definitely have had conversations with clients where they've snacked on some jelly beans for a mid-afternoon snack. And we talked about, hey, did having two handfuls of jelly beans for a mid-afternoon snack, how did that make you feel? Did you notice your energy crashing? Did you notice feeling hungry a few moments later? Did you notice just kind of feeling like it didn't really keep you full? It wasn't maybe worth it, quote unquote, in the moment. Okay, I've definitely had those conversations. I don't want to act like when I hear things that don't agree with how I teach nutrition, I just completely discount them. I hear where you're coming from. And I think there is a time and the place to consider, hey, I have back-to-back client calls and I have 5 minutes to have a snack. Am I going to make that snack be jelly beans that are going to keep me full for 30 minutes? Or am I going to have jelly beans with something else, maybe some cashews or some beef jerky or Greek yogurt that's going to kind of keep my blood sugar a little bit more balanced and fill me up longer? I understand where you are coming from. I hear you. And at the same time, I think calling food empty calories is harmful. I would never call food empty calories, because calling a calorie empty, just assuming that you know a calorie is empty because it doesn't have vitamins and minerals in it, because it's not going to keep you full long, is not accurate. You cannot automatically assume that is true, because calories and nutrition are about so much more than just nutritional science. Right? Like maybe those jelly beans are your favorite food and you had a really tough day and you didn't have time to go for a walk around the block or to meditate. All you had time, the only thing you had in your toolbox for that moment to cheer you up was reaching for your favorite childhood snack that you used to eat with your grandma in the park while feeding some ducks, and those jelly beans put the biggest smile on your face. Those jelly beans may be devoid of nutritional value. They may not keep you full very long, but boy, oh boy, they bring you joy. Is your joy not important? Is your joy empty? Are you not worthy of feeling joy? I mean, come on, dude. Like we are so focused on this black and white way of thinking in nutrition that we just completely cut out huge important parts of the human experience. Having joy when you are eating your food is really friggin' important. So yeah, sure. If you have back-to-back calls and you're having jelly beans for a snack to bring you some joy, as a dietitian, am I going to encourage you or suggest, hey, how did that make you feel? Is there a way to balance your blood sugar a little bit better so that those jelly beans can last a little longer? Can we pair it with a fat or a protein in order to make it fill you up? Because while I want to bring you joy, I also want you to stay full and to not have your energy crash when you're in the middle of a phone call with your boss. Okay, like I think there's this like very weird, like, belief in the diet world where humans are so stupid and gluttonous and addicted to food that they like their brain falls out of their head when a jelly bean walks into the room and they can't think about like complexity, right? It's like, oh, well, if you leave me in a room with a bag of jelly beans, I'm just going to eat jelly beans until I turn into a jelly bean. Like, I can't control myself. No, dude, if you give someone the information to make an informed decision, they can figure it out. They can ask themselves, they can reflect on the experience and say to themselves, hey, if I just eat jelly beans, how am I going to feel in an hour? Maybe you need to do it a few times. Maybe you need to eat just jelly beans for a snack, you know, 7 times until you realize, oh my God, jelly beans just kind of give me a stomach ache. They don't actually fill me up. I don't like how this makes me feel. Let me change this. Let me have less jelly beans and add some cashews to the mix as well, so my blood sugar is balanced. Like, you are not, your brain doesn't fall out of your head. Like, you can continue to use your brain and make informed decisions even when there's empty calories around, quote unquote, okay? So that part of the argument alone just infuriates me and drives me crazy. Calories can be just for enjoyment. I can just sit there and be like, I'm not hungry right now, but I had a long day and I want to watch Sex and the City reruns and I just want to eat Starburst and I'm not even hungry. This is just what I want to do. I'm an informed consumer. I know how this is going to make me feel, but it is a decision. I can make this decision for myself. Okay. I am giving you your power back. Now, maybe you do that and you don't like how you feel and you don't do it again. Maybe you do that and you don't like how it felt, but it felt worth it to you. It is up to you. Nothing bad is going to happen if you eat some empty calories. Okay. Okay. We need to talk about socks. Socks are kind of my love language. When I am feeling stressed or grumpy, I put fuzzy, comfy socks on. And when I am feeling unmotivated or like I don't want to go for a run, I put some fun, super spiffy designed socks on. And all of a sudden, I am like so excited to go running. I am recently obsessed with Sock Guy. If you don't know about Sock Guy, you need to run on over to sockguy.com. Check out all of the amazing designs. My socks today, I totally was not in the mood to do my tempo workout. I put my smiley face socks on and I was looking in the mirror just getting so excited, and I jumped on the treadmill and I knocked out 5 miles of speed work. I mean, it's basically because of Sock Guy. But besides just having fun designs, I also love how moisture wicking and comfortable these socks are. I don't know about you, but I wore cotton socks forever as a runner, and cotton socks gave me blisters. They would get wet and nasty when it was rainy outside, and Sock Guy keeps my feet dry, keeps my feet warm. They even have wool socks for hiking, and the designs are fun, which is honestly my favorite part. If you want to check out Sock Guy and save 20% on your order, use the code SERENA20. My name is spelled SERENA, just like the tennis player. SERENA20 at checkout will save you 20% off sockguy.com. I just need you to know that. I needed to start with a rant, because empty calories so often are a food that are so often a food rule or a food fear, and are one of the last things to come back when you start to unlearn dieting or recover from a disordered eating or eating disorder behavior. You are so like, oh yeah, I can see the logic and adding back avocado oil or avocados or whole grain bread, but why would I eat a jelly bean? Maybe it's because it's a special memory. It gives you a special memory. Maybe because it's just like a texture thing. You love jelly beans. Maybe it's because you're craving them. Like, no rhyme or reason. You're just really craving jelly beans right now. I don't know why I'm talking about jelly beans. I hate jelly beans personally. Maybe because Easter is around the corner. But dude, I do not like jelly beans. I am not into jelly beans. However, I've been eating a lot of Starburst lately. They have been my go-to before a run. I was craving those peach rings. Do you know what I'm talking about? They're like the candy peach rings. They are so good. I bought them before the marathon, and I think I ate a bunch of them and I got sick of them. And then randomly this week I was craving them again. So I went to Trader Joe's. They didn't have them because, you know, they always have weird things. But they had these like tasty turtles or something, which are kind of similar. They're like gummy candy with sugar. And I had those before I did my run today, and I felt phenomenal. Did an interval training run with some hills, freaking practically 5 months pregnant, and I felt amazing. Sugar is amazing. And this leads me to my next point. When you say empty calories, it really is just highlighting how – I kind of want to say something really mean. Like, how stupid you are. That's really mean. You're not actually stupid, because you're just saying the thing that like Weight Watchers like taught you. I think Weight Watchers is stupid. I think Paleo Pete is stupid. I don't think you're stupid. But like, it kind of just shines a light on how uninformed you are. And I say that with love, okay? I think that podcast review of the week made me feel a little too comfortable. I maybe need to reel it in a little bit. But it just shows how you don't understand nutritional science, okay? And that's really the point I'm trying to make. Sugar is not empty inherently. Like, I think when it comes to labeling foods good or bad, healthy or unhealthy, I like don't want to do that in general. But if like you put a gun to my head and you were like, you have to label these foods, it's situational. Like if I was about to go running and I hadn't eaten all day and I had a headache and my blood sugar was really low and I was feeling nauseous and you were like, here's a plate of broccoli, go for a run, that would not be healthy. Like a plate of broccoli is not going to spike my blood sugar, make me feel better. It's not going to help me go for a run. I'm probably going to poop my pants too, okay? You would want the peach rings. You would want the jelly beans. You'd want the empty calories. You'd want the quick delivery of sugar. That quick delivery of sugar still has an important role in your body. It's spiking sugar. It's spiking your blood sugar, which is going to have an anabolic, a muscle-growing effect on your body. It's going to tell your muscles, we do not have to break down muscle mass. We have energy here. We can conserve our muscle mass because Serena is eating. This person is eating. There is no energy deficit that we have to start breaking down muscle. Okay, it is telling your body to spike insulin, a hormone that helps to build, jumpstart repair and build muscle. It is giving your muscles energy. So if you are about to do a run, you can get the most out of that run, right? Like you're trying to get faster, let's say, or you're trying to run a new distance and you're trying to build endurance. We don't want to go do our workout with an empty tank. It's like, hey, I'm going to go take driving lessons and try and learn how to drive and your car's on E. Like how productive is that driving lesson going to be? It's not going to be productive, right? Like your car is on E. You're going to drive 2 feet and you're going to be like, I learned nothing today. And so if you're going to the track and you've been counting calories all day, restricting macros all day, not eating any carbohydrate or eating any easily accessible forms of sugar, aka empty calories, because you're so afraid of what sugar is going to do to you, guess what? That time on the track is not going to be as productive as it would have been if you popped some peach rings, if you popped some Starburst, if you had some juice, if you had some sports drink. So I'm really trying to highlight, like, not only are those calories potentially bringing you joy, not only can we not assume a calorie is empty because we don't know your emotional tie to it, but also sugar still has an important role in the body. Our brain loves sugar. It helps us focus. It helps us think clearly. We don't want to go into a test, take a test without having recently had carbohydrate. You're not giving your brain that good fuel to really perform well on your exam, right? If you think about dieting or low carb diets you've done before you kind of hit that like that state where maybe if you've done the diet long enough, you almost have like that euphoria temporarily. Before you hit that, you have that like really kind of foggy feeling of like, I can't remember things. I can't think clearly. That is your body literally telling you like, I need empty calories. I need sugar. I need carbohydrate to function. Okay. So I literally as a runner feel like we can't even stand on this argument of empty calories because sometimes empty calories are the most productive, helpful calories, and in actuality, the healthy quote unquote food, like the black beans or the broccoli, that would be the nutrient dense calories, are not actually helping us, right? Like they're setting us up to shit the bed, quite literally. I guess we're not running on a bed, but you know, like crap our pants on our run versus having some sugar, some empty calories is the perfect pre-run snack. It's the thing you need to set your body up for success, okay? So I literally was thinking about this because my clients kept bringing it up this week. And this point was kind of like driven home for me on Sunday. On Sunday, I did a 13-mile run. I'm training for the Love Half Marathon. And it went horribly. So it was beautiful out here in Philly on Sunday. I think it was like 65 or something. It was so warm outside. I have been mostly running on the treadmill since getting pregnant because I just pee so often. And so it's so much easier for me to run at home with a bathroom. But I was like, it is so beautiful outside. Like I need to go running outside. I planned my run around these bathroom stops so that I could, stop and pee during my long run. And Of course, it was a disaster. Like, the first bathroom was closed. It's only open Monday through Friday, and it was Saturday when I went running. And then the second bathroom, it was open, but I don't know, there was like a kids camp there or something. So like, I couldn't just walk in and out like usual. I had to like wait in a line and go through a building. And then when I got inside of it, the bathroom was flooded with toilet water. It was disgusting. So I decided, even though I had to pee again on my like way back, I didn't use the bathroom again. Anyway, you're like, Serena, this is way too much information about your pee. But my point is I wasn't hydrating correctly because I didn't want to have to keep peeing. And I also wasn't fueling correctly because I was so uncomfortable because my bladder was so full that like even eating was kind of like making more, I don't know, being pregnant's weird. There's like all this pressure in my belly and my bladder and so anyway, I did a horrible job with my nutrition. And I came home from my run on Sunday. I like hit mile like 9 and I was like, holy cow, I feel horrible. This is wild. This is like the worst long run I've had in months. Like, is it because I'm pregnant? Like, what's going on? And I get home and I start thinking to myself and I'm like, I did not drink any sports drink. My empty calories, my empty sugary calories. I didn't take in any of those guys during my run because my bladder messed everything up. My little baby inside of me messed up everything. And you know, it was just so funny because I'm thinking to myself, runners are so scared of empty calories. And yet the reason this run was horrible was because I didn't take in empty calories. I didn't drink my sports drink, which is loaded with sugar, which helps me to absorb sodium and electrolytes. If you have been sleeping on your hydration game, if you are running more than 75 minutes, if it is like getting warm out where you live. I feel like in Philly, it's already warm out. Like today it was in the 50s, but it rained. It was so humid. I was like, this is a day I need electrolytes to go running. Like it is, I am a pale, freckly person. I need hydration on days when it is this humid. But if you are somebody who's about to start the heat acclimation process, or you're somebody who, is living and you do long runs, you need to know about hydration. And part of hydrating correctly is drinking empty calories. If you are terrified of sports drinks or you're only using the low sugar, no sugar, coconut water sports drinks, you're doing it wrong. Hi, you're doing it wrong. Like, wake up, you're doing it wrong. Like, coconut water does not have enough sugar or salt to support your runs. I don't care what Paleo Pete says, your calorie-free, low sugar, whatever sports drink you're using is not helping to optimize the absorption of sodium and potassium into your cells. You are not utilizing your electrolytes as efficiently as you could. It's why you're cramping. It's why you're fatigued. It's why you have a headache. It's why you're pooping your pants. Because yes, poor hydration has everything to do with GI distress. I'm talking about poop a lot today, if you haven't noticed. I also, during my long run, I didn't get to eat my empty calories. I didn't take in my Precision Chews. I'm obsessed with those right now. And my Crank E-Gel because I was just too preoccupied with needing to pee. So this whole long, drawn-out story is just me telling you, please stop saying empty calories. Stop thinking calories are empty. If you are a runner, those calories are actually set you up for success calories. What can we call empty calories instead of set you up for success calories? That sounds a little like long-winded. And it's not always true because sometimes I'm just eating Starburst because it's what I'm craving. And it sounds good, but I don't know. I guess my point is like a calorie is a calorie. I always tell my clients a carb is a carb is a carb. You know, when we eat a sweet potato, which, you know, is kind of, sensationalized in the nutrition world as like a healthy, wonderful, good for you carb. And then we compare it to like a Starburst, which is kind of thought of as like a bad empty calorie. What does the food look like when it gets to your bloodstream? They look like carbs, right? Like it has to be glucose, fructose, or galactose. Like it has to be one of those sugar particles. So it doesn't matter if it used to be a sweet potato or used to be a Starburst. When it's getting delivered to your muscles, it's sugar. And yes, I get sweet potato also is giving you vitamin A and fiber. It's giving you more nutrient density than that Starburst. But who's to say I'm not eating my Starburst with some blueberries and some cashews? then I'm actually getting more nutrient density and more fibery goodness and more healthy anti-inflammatory fat than that sweet potato. Like, I can balance my plate. I know what I'm doing. I'm a dietitian. You can learn what you're doing too. You want to learn what you're doing, then message me and let me know you're interested in joining the next round of Eat Like an Athlete Bootcamp, where you're literally going to learn how to think like a sports dietitian. But yeah, empty calories, like, stop saying that. That's the point of today's podcast. It's short and sweet and simple. Stop saying empty calories. It doesn't make any sense. It makes you sound like an idiot. I get what you're saying. I hear where you're coming from. But hopefully every argument you have to saying empty calories are a thing, you now have a response, a logical response. And if there is anything else you need to know about empty calories, send me a DM on Instagram at Serena Marie RD. Let me know so I can make a podcast episode about it. I promise I won't call you out. But I hope today's episode helped you. If it did help you, don't forget to head over to Apple Podcasts, scroll down, leave a review, and I will talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Dear Runner Bod. If you enjoyed what you heard, remember to subscribe and make sure you share today's episode. Also, if you're looking to download a free 3-step guide to love your runner's bod, then head to serenamarierd.com. Can't wait to chat with you next week.